Blog Talk Radio.
Bridge.
take heart. The day's coming soon. Oh, my soul, take heart. That day's coming. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. That thing picked up. Welcome, welcome to PGN Prophetic Grace Network. Yes, I'm one of the hosts, Terrence. And
I'm your other host, Tanisha. It's been a couple of weeks. We've missed you guys, and we're so glad to be back. Thank you for your patience. We have some things to handle the last couple of weeks, but we are here on PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, ready to minister to you and to hear what the Lord has to say. We're excited to be here. We're glad that you are here, part of this network, and we are just blessed to be used by God to minister the word and to give a prophetic message.
Yes.
Today is...
Yeah,
it's February 15th, 2023, 7:12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hope you all had a great love day yesterday. If that's what you celebrate, if you don't celebrate, great, because every day is a day of love when we wake up.
Amen.
You know, and God chose us to be alive in that day, just like for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and God loves the world by giving the world us when we wake up every day to do his will and his work. So it's up to us to ask God on a daily basis, what do you want me to do with this day that you have made that I'm going to rejoice and be glad in, but you chose for me to be in? So we need to feel the love every day because God chose us. Each day we wake up, we were chosen for that day. Nobody slipped through the cracks. Nobody slipped through the day like, almost didn't make it. No, if you're in this day, it's because God assigned for you to be in this day. So if that doesn't make you feel loved, I don't know what will.
Yeah, especially things that when you really look at things from a very grateful perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really have to be grateful. We really have to understand what it really means to honor God, what it really means to bless God, what it really means to serve the Lord, what it really means to give him reverence. And so when you look at it from their perspective, you understand that everything that's going on, that you're witnessing, the fact that you're witnessing it is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you have no control over the day coming. You have no control over you being in that day. You know, God chose you for that day. And like Tanisha was sharing, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, it's a reason why he says that, because he wants you to be reminded that you ain't make this day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to get puffed up because you're an executive at a quote-unquote coveted high power company making a little bank or some chelchos or dinero or whatever you want to call it, some money, some notes. You in there getting it, you stacking it back, whatever you want to call it, you know, and you could really feel yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It, because it seems as if everything is going right based on the standard that the world puts together.
Mm-hmm.
The standard that the world puts together, you sit and you try to make yourself known by your works. But God ain't interested in it. You know, God is he's our source. He is the provider. So everything that we have comes from him. You know, everything that's good comes from the Lord. And so we have to be reminded that who's really in charge. Because it's easy as you move throughout your day being a steward. You know, we have positions. We be over people. We have to guide people. We have to train people. We have to lead people. We have to do these particular things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things like that are going on, that's a process in the order that God has designed it, but you can't take God's position. You know, look at Satan. That's his whole point. You know, he knew better. But he wanted more. You can't have that. You got to respect God. And you got to know that he is the all-powerful one. Nothing trumps him. And so pray and ask God to open you up to his love and understanding as we walk and deal with these things that we deal with daily. Because we make it really important, but it really ain't that important. Most important thing is you securing your salvation and making sure that you are offering. That you're offering salvation to others. You're offering the answer, the solution, the medicine, the antidote, the vaccine.
The real one.
The real vaccine. You know, that you're in position that because God allows us as believers to see the sickness. When you have the mind of Christ, when we take on the mind of Christ and you begin to see things the way Christ is, you begin to see a sick world, you begin to see sick people. People are frustrated and acting out because they are spiritually sick. Think about how you act when you're physically sick.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. You annoyed, you don't want to talk. You angry, you restless, you can't sleep, whatever, just feel bad, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
It will cause some type of reaction.
You get out of your mind.
Right. And so if the spirit is greater, imagine you being spiritually sick. And when your spirit is sick, when you don't have the spirit of God in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we send people without the spirit of God. So we're seeing it as a sickness. Because we already know, like John 10:10 talks about, he says, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his whole objective. I don't care if he comes high-five you. I don't care if he comes bearing gifts. I don't care if he comes telling you how good you look, how successful you are, how much they want to help you in this, that, and the other.
One thing I like about that scripture, too, is that it contrasts. I'm going to read it out of Amplified. So the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Listen to what Jesus says. So this is in red, right? The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
It, the thief ain't picking one of three. And you like, oh, I hope he just destroys and don't kill me. I hope he just... No, the thief is coming to steal and kill and destroy. All three. It's a package. It's a combo.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting it all when the thief comes. And Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it in abundance. So that's also a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
So like Terrence just said, you have to identify and recognize spiritual sickness. If God is love, right, what's the absence of love? If God is good, what's the absence of good? Think about it. So if there's no love and there's no good, what's left? Because all good things are just that. They're all good things. So if they're not good, they're bad. Just to help you, I'm going to give you the answer. If it's not love, it's hate. If it's not pure, it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
So if these people are walking around whistling Dixie, got their finger in the air, right? Waving their hat, just thinking that life's grand, and they don't possess the Spirit of God, then they don't possess love. They don't possess goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the spirit that they operate in. So what spirit are they operating in? If it ain't love and it ain't good, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can identify why they behave the way they behave. Because there's an absence of love, there's an absence of good. But people really be confused I don't understand why that person would do such an evil thing because they don't possess good. Are you really, are you just saying that? Because I know I'll say that, but I don't really mean it. It's kind of like asking a rhetorical question. You know what I mean? Like you really not looking for the answer. So I'm not really saying, because I'm just like kind of just speaking in general, like, wow, it's just crazy how people are. But at the same time, I know why people are the way they are when they don't possess the Spirit of God. When you don't have good, bad has no boundaries. Please understand that there's no depth, there's no limit, there's no stop, there's no skull and crossbones, there's no do not collect $200, do not pass go. There's no debt, there's no end to the debts that evil and bad will go to. It's not what they what they will do, it's what they won't do. Come on, catch that. If there's no love, hatred goes deep. If you want to see how deep hatred can go, watch ID Channel. I don't care what show it is. Just watch it. Just binge watch it. Get you some popcorn and some water and binge watch the shows on there. And you will see the different avenues that hatred will go. Because people commit heinous acts due to hatred. There's no debt. There's no, oh, well, I'm only going to do this, but not that because I have boundaries. There's no boundaries to it. So when people don't possess the Spirit of God, there's no boundaries to the what they'll do that's opposite of God. Like Jesus said, it's not what I can do, it's what can you believe, which means he can do everything, right? Because the Word of God says I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? So if God could do all things, if there's all things, if God could do all things, right, he doesn't have a boundary of the good of his goodness. The enemy, you think he got a boundary? Now he gonna do whatever it takes because he comes what? To steal and to kill and to destroy, all three. So as believers, we have to be walking in truth. You love somebody, tell them the truth. I was watching before I came on here. I told y'all before, I'll get on social media to keep up with what's going on in the world. I like to know what's going on for the purpose of prayer and to just be aware. And one of the controversies that's been going on in the world is Beyonce, right? For those who don't know, she's a musical artist. And there's been all this controversy about Beyonce. Should believers buy Beyonce tickets? Should believers go to her concerts, this, that, and the other? In my personal stance, I don't listen to her music. At one point, I did in life, but there came a point where it felt very demonic. And I'm at an age, I'm 43. I'm at an age where I trust my discernment, right? Because sometimes when you're young or you're new in your faith, you don't quite know. But then when you look in hindsight, like, dang, I had a feeling about that, or I felt like I shouldn't do that. And then you start to trust and know that it's discernment. So got to a point where I love music, just putting that out there. I'm a music head. I love all music. I listen to classical, you know, rock, country, R&B, old school. Like, I love music. So I'll listen to all genres of music, so long as it's not, you know, demonic. But it got to a point where when I would listen to her music, it felt very demonic. So I stopped. So when this controversy was coming out, I was like, I already knew what side I stood on because I'm like, something's very demonic about, you know, I pray for her, but I'm like, there's something deeper than what we're seeing at the surface. And so today I'm listening to, I don't know if she's a pastor, but her name is Jackie Hill Perry, and she went on live, and she gave a message about Beyonce, and she went on to say how she was a stan, right? So for those who don't know, a stan is like a super fan. And she gave some background as to why she was a stan, how she'd always been part of her upbringing. She remember when she was eight, she's younger than us, her first CD was, one of them was a Beyonce or Destiny's Child album or CD. I'm aging myself. And how different milestones of her life. So she said she was a stan. And she said if somebody would have talked to her about this topic a year ago, she would have just said, you know, she'd have blew them off. But she said God took her into a journey to dive into her lyrics, and she found all this reference to
idol worship and different deities and all these different things, and came to the conclusion that it was very demonic, and she couldn't continue because God personally ministered this to her. And she went on to talk about how people in positions of leadership need to speak the truth, but they need to also teach people how to be able to discern. Because she was saying that the music made the witchcraft pleasant, basically. But what I appreciated about her was her stance on it. She told the truth. Right? Because some people don't want to hear that. You know, if you hear your favorite artist and somebody says that's demonic, but some people just take it to a defense position. But when you're mature, you will consider it and you will take it to the Lord. Because that was her thing. She was telling people you need to take things to the Lord and then everything that you do. That's what, as believers, we've gotten away from. We'll sit there and duke it out verbally instead of just going to the Lord and saying, Lord, what have you to say about this? Because sometimes things do make you, you know, somebody comes at you and until you get into a mature position where you accept correction gladly, when somebody comes correcting you, you just kind of, there's a stance you take, right? You immediately go into the defense. You have to learn how to get out of that. Because somebody could be bringing wisdom, and she even recognized that wisdom was being brought to her before, but she was rejecting it because of her love for the music. And she would try to, you know, justify it. And how many of us do that? And then she gave a scripture where Paul was talking about in Corinthians how the food that was sacrificed to idols, even if you eat it, you're partaking with demons. And so she was saying, once you know that this music has demonic influence, when you indulge in it, you're partaking with that, and God, that's not pleasing to God. So she gave a well-rounded teaching on this particular topic, but not just this topic, but anything that could have demonic ties to it, whether it be music or movies. But she went on this topic in particular because, one, it has been a hot topic, and then God personally spoke to her about it. But that's giving the truth, and people aren't going to like that. Some people might not like what I'm saying right now because I'm repeating it, but that's not my concern, because this is where the Lord took me before we started. Let me go to my Bible app. Took me to Proverbs 11:14. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and then I'm going to also read it out of the King James. But the Amplified says, where there is no wise, intelligent guidance, the people fall and go off course like a ship without a helm. But in the abundance of wise and godly counselor, there is victory. See, I don't have a major platform, or I don't know how many people are listening to me right now. Maybe I do. I don't know. There's secret listeners. You know, people log into their computer and I can't see. I only can see who calls in. I know that I'm in a position, and you are too, in your own homes, right? Because if you have children, you're in a leadership position. If you have influence of any kind, you're in a leadership position. So I'm speaking to all of us. And this is the word of God is clear. Where there is no wise, intelligent guidance, the people fall, go off course, like a ship without a helm. But in the abundance of wise and godly counsel, there is victory. This is where we are, people, as believers. We have got to tell the truth. We have got to operate in wisdom, because when we don't, people will fall off course. But when we give wisdom and godly counsel, there's victory. It's not a fight, right? It's my job and Terrence's job and all of our jobs who have any position of influence, no matter the amount of people, it's our job to provide wisdom and godly counsel, not personal preference. Oh yeah, I like the beat, it's so good, it makes me just shake. No, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Because the times are getting more evil, the days are getting more evil, and the enemy's going to throw everything, he's going to use every trick in his book, and in the demonic, the witchcraft and the demonic influence now, it's not hidden, it's in plain sight now. And if you're one of those believers that want to stick their head in the sand and act like witchcraft and demonic influence isn't real, let me tell you, it is. It's not just for those called over there. You're fighting spiritual battles every single day. And you don't know what the implications are. You don't know what it's doing to you. Because one thing that Jackie Hill Perry also pointed out is that a lot of times people gauge what type of effect it has on them based on what they can see right now. But you don't know what type of underlying effect it could have. You don't know. Maybe that's why you can't keep friends or all this other stuff. You don't know what's going on. If you didn't listen to the show last night, Randy gave a story about when somebody prayed for him and a demon jumped off of him like a spider, like it crawled off of him, he said. Listen to last night's show again. I believe he was talking to Donald when he ended up telling the story. So don't think that demons aren't trying. You know, he said the demon wasn't in him, but it was on him, right? And I was going to put my hand and get in the queue, but I was very tired, so I ended up having to drop off. But it was a really good show. Him and Donald got into some really deep conversation, and it was amazing. It was really good, like the dialogue between him and Donald. I highly recommend you go back and listen to last night's show, because Donald was dropping some gems. Randy was dropping some gems. It was just good stuff overall, very practical wisdom that we need as a body of Christ. But something, when he talked about how somebody prayed and that demon crawled off him, like he saw it. He saw it in the spirit, and the guy did too. I remember when I decided I was going to go to Bible college. That didn't last. But I went for, I took one class, I think, of Bible college. And it was great. But, you know, they had like an award ceremony after that particular class for some of the people who were graduating. And I was invited to go. So I went. Now, around the same time in my life, I was having a really bad problem with insomnia, right? That's what was medically diagnosed, that it was insomnia. I was told to do certain things. Nothing was working. So I'm at this award ceremony, and this, I think it was a guy. I don't remember if it was male or female, a guy or a girl, but somebody walked up to me and said something along the lines of, "Are you having trouble sleeping?" And I was like, yes. And I hadn't told any of my classmates or anything. And they prayed for me. They said it was demonic, some sort of demon. And they prayed for me. And I tell you, it felt like something was shaking off of me, the most violent shaking. But I was not shaking, right? I was standing or sitting, but it felt like something like it, I felt like I was shaking back and forth, like I thought I was going to pass out because like just violent shaking back and forth. And I felt something loosen and leave. But it felt like Randy described it, like he said, it felt like something was on the outside of him that broke off and crawled off. And that's how it felt, like something, like I was covered in something and it like loosened, like imagine like if you were dipped in mud and now you're shaking and now the mud's all cracking, right, and falling off. And that's how I felt. And I remember I got the best sleep of my life that night and all the subsequent nights, except for like when I was super stressed. And that was something different that God had to work on me about releasing things so I could sleep. But there was something demonic. I don't know what I had got myself into with that. I don't know how that thing jumped on me. But please understand there are implications when you go and start fellowshipping with demons, even if your intentions are good. Oh, I like the music. But you don't know what them artists are doing on stage. You don't know what type of demons they're evoking and all that kind of stuff. Use discernment. And if somebody comes to you with that question, use godly wisdom and godly counsel. Because when there's the absence of it, what does the word say? Let's go back. People go off course, right? They fall. But where there's an abundance of it, there's victory. Let's read it out of the King James. That's my sweetheart's favorite, and it just simplifies it. Mm-hmm. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Ooh. Why do we need safety? Because there's danger. Come on. There would be no need to be safe if there wasn't the threat of danger. Understand that. So thinking that, I'm going to stick my head in the sand. I don't want to talk about witchcraft or demonic spirits. And that stuff is real. curses, soul ties, all that stuff is the spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Everything has a spiritual background. Just like when we go in school, right, we learn about atoms, right? Everything has atoms. Everything's made up of atoms. You can't see them, right? I'm picking up a cup right now. I'm drinking my water out of it. There's atoms keeping this cup. I can't see them, but they're there. You know how I know they're there? Because the cup is here. So everything, they have humans attached to it. There's spirit, something spiritual in the background. Everything. So you don't know what you be dancing with and mixing yourself up with. But I tell you one thing, you dance with the devil, he going to step on your feet. He going to walk you right into oppression. He going to cha-cha you right into depression. Right? He going to do-si-do you broke. So you best be asking the Lord for discernment and wisdom and not based on your fleshly desires. A love of music or like that's something fleshly. That don't matter. Ooh, because this food tastes so delicious but got your cholesterol higher than gas. You need to be asking God. And you need to be telling the truth to people. That is a weapon. It's a weapon because where people perish for lack of knowledge. The knowledge is true. It's a preventative. It's like medicine, the truth. The truth has so many uses. It's multi-purpose. It prevents perishing. It prevents you from falling. It prevents division. The truth sets and makes you free. And if you have influence even over one person, you better be using wisdom and godly counsel, not your opinion. Well, I think, what does God say about that? What does the word say? You'd be surprised that there's nothing new under the sun. Solomon told no lies when he said that. There's nothing new under the sun. And any question that you may have, there is something in the word that covers it. Just like the scripture that Jackie Hill Perry gave about the partaking of the food to the false idols. And even though they wasn't partaking in the worship of the false idols, they're just eating the food. But being advised through wisdom that now you're partaking in something demonic. You're partaking in it. It's just like crimes, right? I like to study crimes. Maybe one day I will do something with law. I don't know. In a secular way. I do it already in the spiritual realm. And that maybe that'll be enough. Who knows? But I do know that let's say you are driving a car, right? You know your friends are about to commit a crime. They're going to run in the store. They're going to grab something that they're not going to pay for. They're going to run out. You know this. They run in the store, and the clerk, he has a whole rifle and points it at your buddies that think that they're about to run out the door. And out of fear, your buddies shoot the clerk and kill him. They get in the car and you all ride off into the sunset. Guess what? You are going to go down for that murder just like they did because you partook in it. So the same implications that they are going to face, you are going to face just as if you pulled the trigger. So when you partake in demonic things, it doesn't matter that you're not the one falling down and worshiping. You're going to face the same implications that the person who did worship that demon faith because you're partaking in it. Let's look up the word partaking and then we're going to start praying over you guys. Let's look it up. Let's not be ignorant. Go to Merriam-Webster. To take part in or experience something along with others. To have a portion. Ooh, I like that. to possess or share a certain nature or attribute, to take part in. Okay, so if I'm like, I still don't get it. Let's look at what is it synonymous with. Let's look that up. Do they even have any? Partaking. So the synonyms are to participate, to share, to accept, receive, endure, feel, encounter. So you're going to get all them same things. Be careful. Be wise. And all things you do, do for the glory of God. And if you don't know if it's going to give God glory, ask. Because it says, if you ask, you're going to receive. And don't take lightly. Don't say, oh, you people are just being hyper-spiritual and this and the other. No, no, no. It's telling the truth. Because I see it all around. It's crazy when you just can see the demonic influence. You see it and nobody else sees it, or few people see it. And you're like, y'all don't see that? You don't see the symbolism. You don't see the colors. You don't see the amounts of people. You don't see it. People don't see it. But people, a lot of times people don't see it because they don't want to see it. They want to stick their head in the sand. They want somebody else to deal with that stuff. You start talking about witchcraft and curses and all this kind of stuff. A lot of Christians are going to put their finger in the air and walk off. Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that. Talk about blessings and abundance. But it's real. It's real. Let's do a corporate prayer, and then I'm going to answer callers and start praying over you all. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for another opportunity to come before you with our requests and our petitions. And thank you, Father God, for pouring out your blessing and pouring out your wisdom and your guidance and your discernment on us, Lord Jesus. We just receive. We receive the truth, Father God. And if any of us are struggling with the truth, then help us, Father God, because your word says if we ask, we shall receive. And your word also says that if we ask, we need to expect to receive. So we come to you expecting an answer to any questions that we bring before you. But Lord, we know that you desire for us to walk upright and righteous. Help us to do that, Father God. Help us to not be afraid. Help us to not be afraid to talk about the demonic realm and what goes on in the spiritual realm, because we already know that we win. Why are we afraid of a defeated foe? Help us to not have fear and to walk in victory, to know that we have the victory, so that we can set out to do what you called and designed for us to do, and help us to boldly speak the truth in love. In love. Not to fight people, not to prove that we know more, but because we genuinely want people to be free from the bondage of the lies of the enemy. We want people to be free to partake in the sacrifice that you made on the cross, so that they can come to know you as Lord and Savior, Father God, and so that they can have life and have life abundantly, so that they could be on the opposite side of the thief who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, because you don't want any of us to perish. So Lord, as Terrence and I answer the calls, have us to decrease as you increase and give your people what they need, Father God. Give them encouragement, love. Let them know that you're real. You're there for them. You hear their cries, their prayers, their secret thoughts. You hear it all, and you're for us. And if you be for us, who can be against us? Who? It's laughable who tries to even come against us. But help us to know who we are in you. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's answer some callers. First caller is 610969. Who are we speaking with? I already know.
Oh, snap. Shalom, mi gente, mi familia. This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I haven't, like, talked to y'all in months, and I've been, like out of the loop here and there because of my schedule change, you know, so like I don't get to call in that much. So but I'm so thankful to be able to be first caller.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I'm glad that you was able to call in tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. It was good. It was good. That was good. And I also was, like, really into, like, R&B and hip-hop and neo soul and all that, like, and then how the Lord showed me, because I was really into Beyonce, too, back in the day, the first one, and the same thing. It was hurting my, like, it was hurting my head. Like, I felt like, I was like, how did I go from, like, loving this lady and, like, literally wanting to go get her CD and all that to, like, it was, like, making my head, like, I don't know, it was, like, how did I used to describe it? It was, like, disturbing my spirit. And after that, like, you know, in the early 2000s is when I stopped, like, with the secular music because, and secular scene and, you know, just, you know, the old lifestyle because it disagreed with my spirit, man. Like, I remember going out to the club and going out, I could see stuff. I could see the demons. I could see, and I could feel it. But so I could feel it first. Like, my first thing was the sensing. Like, why is this album? Why is this, you know, why is this song, like, making my head hurt? Like, why am I disagreeing with it? Like, even though I was, like, into it with my mind, I guess, or whatever, I don't know. Like, it went against my spirit. And, so all this drama that's going on now with this whole Grammys and Beyonce and all the other groups, it's like a line of demarcation is being drawn. And it's the times that we're living in. It's just, these times are so, I'm going to say interesting. I'm excited, but also I'm also like feeling like it's serious time. It's serious. It's joyful, but it's also grievous, you know? So it's different. But also, there's, like, all these revivals popping up all over the place in these universities and youth. And so I'm excited about that. The young people, the youth, just, you know, what God is doing, you know, in the times that we're living in and how bringing the believers together, the remnant, the bride, you know? And it's just interesting what everything that's happening. But when you were telling the story, Tanisha, about, you know, the music, I was relating because I don't listen to that anymore either. And I felt like it was the Holy Spirit, it was God who showed me about the music. I used to have all these, like, Source and Vibe magazines back in the day and everything. And this kid former foster child in my family, and he had went to my garage and took all these magazines and put them all over the attic. And one time I was up there, yo, and I was like, my eyes were open, and the eyes were looking at me. And then I just went into this deep dive into learning all about, you know, the music industry, the Illuminati, all that crazy. Like, I just went into a rabbit hole dive to hear. It was so overwhelming. But it was because those eyes looking at me, and it was Aaliyah. Remember Aaliyah? And when she had passed and everything, and she had gone then the, you know, I'm not trying to speak against people who have passed or whatever, but she had done the Queen of the Damned and all that. And then Jay-Z, what's her name, Prophetess Tiffany Montgomery, she said the same thing that God showed me. Jehovah, Jay-Z, Jehovah, you know what I mean? Like, how he used to call himself that. And just over the years, seeing the demonic side of the music industry, and especially in the urban hip-hop, I mean, all of it. But, like, I noticed what I was into, you know what I mean? I noticed the genre that I was more into, and, like, seeing how it just went, just how rap music and how it just turned into, like, everything that's not of God, you know? And I couldn't, after, you know, I couldn't vibe no more. Even, like, back in the day, like, you know, the artists I used to listen to back in the day, I just couldn't vibe no more with those lyrics and stuff like that. So, anyway, that's my little story. All right, I don't want to stay on too long because I want everybody to get their calls today. But I'm thankful. And I also wanted to ask y'all, how's everything? Are y'all in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm. Dallas, yeah, we're in the Dallas area.
Yeah, there was a word I read about that area. That's a hot spot on God's radar, the state of Texas, and y'all right up in the epicenter. So I'm excited to see what's gonna happen. You know how it's all gonna play out. So.
We're really excited about that. God is definitely using the state because Terrence and I, we were to the point where we were like, yeah, we're ready to leave. And God was like, yeah, no, you're called for Texas. And so we were like, oh. Okay.
Amen. I know that's great. Didn't you just get a house like a last year or so?
Yeah, we got a house in 2021. So? Yep. And
okay, see.
Yep, we're loving
so
it. And about to get really involved in the city and just let God use us however he sees
Amen.
Fit. But God is definitely using this state, and we're really just honored that God chose us to be here, even though at one point, because we were ready to head for the hills. We were looking like, oh, maybe North Carolina or, you know, maybe Maryland. You know, we were looking at all sorts of places, and God was like, no, this is where you're going to be. So we were like, okay, we're just obedient. Yeah, we're glad to be here. We see all the work.
I want y'all to have a haven house, a refuge center, so I can come out there when I need to.
Yeah, and we believe
so
it. Cause
I'm speaking that, and I'm thanking God for that in advance.
Amen. We already know we're called to own a lot of land and put
Amen.
Homes and stuff, and we've even, you know, looked at, like, there's a lot of empty buildings out here, like a lot. Like, it's crazy. And we're believing God to be able to own some of those buildings so we can convert them into, you know, safe havens and places for people to come. So we're just really believing God. So just keep us in prayer about that, about, you know, getting the land and getting the people together that we need to build these homes and these communities. And
kingdom communities.
Yes.
It has to be a solid infrastructure. And the infrastructure is going to have to be built internally first. Before anything to work collectively,
yes.
Everybody has to be one spirit, one mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Because it's going to come times to where it's going to come times to where you got to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody, I can't explain it to you with my words. You got to be in tune. You got to be able to be in tune with the voice of the Lord when the Lord says, move, move. When the Lord says, go, go, you know. And so that's what I see us doing right now in the body of Christ. We're prepping the true believers to come forth so that we can all be one spirit, one mind, and praying that the mind of Christ floods us. Like a river, you know, that we begin to see things the way Christ sees them,
mm-hmm.
and that's real, because we have to be in stealth mode, you know. I believe a lot of quote unquote believers, your salvation is your business, because you work it out for yourself, but I see how people move, and so I can see it. And I see a lot of people that claim Christ, they too loud. They don't move like soldiers. They don't move with a purpose. They are moving to fit in and not to stand out. And so, because Jesus wasn't moving to fit in, he was moving to pull people out and to draw people out of the bondage that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when your eyes are open, when God reveals things to you and you get revelation, yeah, you sound the alarm, but you still have compassion on people, because we all once was blind until we were able to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the compassion comes in, where we as true believers really have to teach. We really have to instruct people the importance of the true spiritual connection, and being able to move by the Spirit, and always not always being looking to audibly hear something. you know, from somebody. Yeah, God uses all of us, preachers, teachers, all of us, evangelists, pastors. He called all of us to these different positions. But the time is coming to where we have to be able to hear God's voice. We have to be able to be so in tune that we all end up in a place where God calls us without us physically contacting one another. That's the level of faith that we have to have in God moving forward, because the enemy is going to be on the prowl still. He's seeking whom he can devour.
Mm-hmm.
And the loud ones would be the ones that would get caught up, because they don't know how to move in a time of war. And so we really have to understand that spiritual warfare is real. Ephesians 6, you know, it's the reason why things are coming out now, right? Like the enemy gets bolder and bolder. You know, it's just like anybody, when you don't fight nothing, you don't spank that hand. When they first do it, they go and test it again. And they keep testing. Oh, ain't nobody said nothing. They keep going. Mm-hmm. They keep going back. But not knowing that the hand spanking is coming. But again, the scripture already teaches us over in Ephesians, where he talks about, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, he tells us that's not where the fight is. Is it? But it's against the principalities. It's against powers. It's against the rulers of darkness of this world. So he let you know that, yeah, there are rulers of darkness in this world. There are people that have yielded their souls and their spirits to the work of the devil. Period. That's the truth. That's a fact. We're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places. We ain't wrestling against this spiritual wickedness on your neighborhood street. That's easy stuff. It's coming from the high places. It's the laws that's set up. It's the confusion that's being brought into our society, the trickery. You know, our country ain't nothing but a big Hollywood show. And the true believers see this.
Mm-hmm.
The true believers see it all day. It's like somebody standing in front of you, mocking you and doing everything in front of you as if you don't see it. But everybody else around them don't see it. And it's so funny to them. Because so many, everybody else is going along with it. But here you are, you see it, and you're like, well. But the mindset that the true believers have to have moving forward, Lisa, is knowing that we cannot move in fear. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us love, power, and sound-mindedness. And so he's telling us that we have to move in love, period. We have to move in love. And we have to operate with the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have to stand on what the Word of God says. We have to stand on what God has said. We can't be worried about... I'm not saying be reckless with your life, but you cannot fear your mission here. Fear will block you from obtaining and fulfilling your purpose here in the earth. Fear tries to come over Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Fear tries to keep him from going to Calvary. Fear tries to keep him from shedding his blood. If Jesus has to come to fear, there will be no salvation. There will be no reason for PGN. There will be no reason for none of this. But because he gave his life is the reason we are here. Because he gave his life is the reason why we have to share with other people. Because Jesus gave his life is the reason that now is the time is more important, because he's coming. He's returning. And everything that the scripture has said is true. And it's coming to pass whether people want to believe it or not, they're still going to witness it. You're still going to witness it, period. And so us as true believers, we walk, but God is saying, don't get too focused on allowing the cares of this world to control you and to consume your mind. Because it's not that important. I'm most important. He tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added. But the world will tell you to seek ye first these things. Go get this bag, get this money, so we can get these things. And we can be self-righteous. That's what the world teaches. Which is totally opposite of what God wants us, how God wants us to move. And so that's what God has me at. That's what I'm hearing. And that's what I'm seeing during this time, because it's so urgent for us to have the connection with God. It's imperative for us to have a real relationship with God. I'm not talking about a relationship with a church. I'm not talking about a relationship with ministry. I'm talking about a relationship with God. I'm not talking about you always calling somebody and having them pray for you. And always calling somebody just to talk about the scriptures. And I'm talking about having a relationship with God, to where you hear from him.
I got to mute 1 second. Amen. Okay.
You got to hear from him. That's up to you. You mean to tell me you want to talk about being saved? The greatest gift that man could ever receive, salvation, and you don't have a relationship with the one that made it possible? The one that gave you life. The breaths you take right now, he's responsible for. The voice you speak with, he's responsible for. The blood that runs warm through your veins, Jesus is responsible for. But yet you don't know his voice. Yet you hesitate when he speaks. But you jump when your friend calls. You jump when your boss calls. You jump when your spouse calls. You jump when your kids call. You jump into everybody else but the voice of the Lord. And it's time out. The parade has ended. The band has gone home. It's serious business. And so I challenge us tonight to take serious your relationship with God, not from a religious perspective. I'm not saying that connecting with a local body is a bad thing, but it can't be the only thing. It can't be the only way that you feel connected to God, because you're gonna get out here and get ate up. You're gonna become a casualty. You're going to get in somebody else's way, and you're going to cause them not to reach their goals. It's imperative for us to tune in. It's imperative for us to take our rightful place as believers, as kingdom citizens, and walk and move the way God has called us to move. When Saul was crucifying Christians, killing them. Tanisha even brings up the theory that he even orchestrated the heading of John the Baptist.
No, the stoning
of Stephen. The stoning of Stephen. That's right. The stoning of Stephen. That was Saul. But when the scales fell from his eyes, God changed his name to Paul. Because he wasn't the same guy. Although his flesh at one time and that spirit that he possessed at one time did those particular things. But when the Spirit of God came on him now, that cleaned him up. God changed his name. So he wasn't held bound to what he did. It was important where he was going. But yet he had an understanding of how to communicate with those particular people too. Because at one time, yeah, he did that. But he gave me something better. And that's what God wants us to do. The scales are falling off. Being truly born again in the line of the Spirit of God to lead and guide you into all truth, to all things. We don't have anything to fear about. Ladies and gentlemen, we have nothing to fear about. We do not have to fear Satan. We do not have to fear demonic activity. We don't have to fear anything. My Bible tells me at the mention of his name, they flee. My Bible tells me that the demons will have fear and trembling. Because we are walking with the true authority. And when you truly believe that, you live like that. You become that. You are that. You have to know that you are a joint heir of the Most High God. You have to know that the blood of Jesus has covered you and that you're dripping in protection. You're drenched in it. The blood has miraculous power. The blood works. Jesus is alive. The Spirit is alive. The Spirit of God is alive. He's the God of the living. So you're sitting around here, you're mourning loved ones that have gone on. And we use that term loosely, gone on. Yeah, they're gone on. True. But our thing is, did they leave here knowing Jesus? That should be the only objective. Wanting people to leave here so we can spend eternity with our Father. That's what we want to do. That's what... This body going to die anyway. It's a given. It's a given. We can't get so caught up on that. We need to be focusing on the eternity, the eternal aspect of it, the spiritual aspect of it. Because if we're going to worship God, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so God wants us to stand up. He wants us to really believe him. Really believe him. I'm talking about that Moses had to believe him when they got to that sea. You got all these, man, think about that. Come on. You talking about a bill? You talking about a bill? You talking about street crime? Out here in this society, we talking about all of this stuff that still existed then. These people had a whole army. A whole army of killers giving chase. It wasn't going to be no cameras out there. It wasn't going to be no courts to judge this and to judge that. To find justice. It wasn't finna be no justice for them folks. Them folks was finna be slaughtered. Them people was as good as dead, but God. When you're walking with God and you're moving in obedience, the enemy can do whatever it is he want to do. It will not succeed when it comes to God's people. It will not succeed. You keep walking with the Lord and you get to your Red Sea. You walk with you. See, the fact that the thing is, Moses was talking to God. He had a relationship. So he wasn't up there confused. Like, Lord, is that you? What are you saying? No. He knew the Lord's voice. And God gave him instructions and he obeyed and he did it. Look what happens. Nothing but God. So it's imperative that we tap in to cultivating that relationship with our Father, the one-on-one. It ain't the one that you get out here and put in front of everybody else, the relationship that you have. It's that relationship you have in that closet, on that pillow at night. When it's just you and him, and you know it. And you know it. But that's what I got. Amen. I mean, I just...
The Lord just took...
Yeah.
Man, that was good.
I don't know. It's just... It's time. I know we said we was going to be praying over people, but...
But it was...
But it's late.
Wow.
Yes,
amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. I got to go back and listen to all that. So many good points. The whole thing. Oh, God is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
And I just want to say, I like what you said in the beginning about the infrastructure and just how we have to all be in one accord with the Holy Spirit and how people can communicate and people can get things done, tapping into, of course, the divine director, the Holy Spirit, and letting him guide us. And then when we're all in unity like that, we're all walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, but also like him being the director, right? And everybody on board with that really resonated with me because that was like a reminder of what what he has shown me in the past. So yeah, so then I was like, yo, thank you for the correction. Again, that's the second time I asked that. Oh, I need this course correction. But that reminder of no fear, you know, we can't have fear. Just all that, everything that you were saying, you know, that's why I was like, that one where I was like, amen. I had to mute myself because I'd be like, oh man, I didn't want to distract, you know, like disrupt or interrupt or whatever. So I had to like mute it because I get so vocal, you know, and just like, yes, Lord, hallelujah, man. You know, like I just, you know, be in agreement with it. Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. Get it out whatever way you can. Because sometimes throughout the airwaves, you need to shout. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to hear you shout hallelujah. You know.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
I'll be going off. I was praying in tongues. Yeah. I was or actually, you know, like just like shouting in tongues, you know.
Yeah.
But
I don't care.
Amen. And also about the compassion too, you know, and just how we have to walk in that. And walk in, you know, our purity. So, yeah, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Lisa, I feel better because I was feeling a little bit. Ugh.
Yes, I'm telling. Hold on, let me pray for you first.
Okay,
wow. I mean, that's just weird. Oh my God, Lord, we thank you for Lisa tonight, Father God. We thank you for the charge. I see you being charged. The charge, like your votes are being recharged and maxed out to capacity, and God is charging you to be in charge. You're getting a charge to be in charge. So take charge, literally take the charge to take charge. God is charging you to be in charge. And when I say to be in charge, you are in charge. You're in charge of your faith. You're in charge of what you believe. You're in charge of that. And so taking charge of that, you're going to walk in this new level of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
This new level of dominance. I see it like a countenance. The world is going to call it arrogance. You're going to call it assurance. I'm walking in assurance because I'm sure of what my God tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to know that when God says that his word will not go out and return unto him void, that's the faith that you take charge of to put in that word. So you have charge. You're in charge of that faith for that word, to believe that and to know that, to stand on it, to breathe that, to live that, to display that, and to expect exactly what the word of God says. And on top of that, it's like preparing a meal, you know, a meal of the word. You got that his word would not go out and return unto him void. So if God has given you a word, I don't care if it was 10 years ago, Lisa. I don't care if it was 20 years ago. The word would not return unto him void. Why? He either answers that because he says he's a God that cannot lie. When Jesus walked, Jesus said, if it were not so, I would not even say it. I won't say it if it ain't so.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm not going to waste my words. Everything that Jesus speaks was deliberate. He wasn't blabbering at the mouth. He wasn't making conversation. It was deliberate, on purpose. And all we have to do is take charge of our faith and take our faith barrel and go scoop up that word and fill our faith barrel up with nothing but the word of God. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to take that faith barrel home. Matter of fact, I'm going to come back with another faith barrel. Matter of fact, I'm going to get me a faith truck. You hear me? And I'm going to come and get me a faith truck and fill up on some more. Matter of fact, I'm going to get me a faith warehouse. What my faith trucks can bring all of the word of God into my work. Matter of fact, I'm going to get me a city of faith. I'm going to build my life on faith in the word of God. So therefore, I'm going to structure my city with the word of God because I'm filling it up because I took charge of my faith. Take charge of your faith and fill up on the word of God. Fill your barrels tonight, people. This ain't just for Lisa. Fill your barrels, fill your trucks, fill your homes. Get some storage units. Get you some cloud space. I don't care. We'll get you some faith. Get the word of God. Fill it up. Well, I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling empty on it. Fill up on some word. Fill up. I wish you could get on the Uber app and call me. Look, I'm going to order me some word of God. Send it. Y'all got any faith specials tonight? But the thing is, God already got all that covered. Christ covered it all. So, Lord, we just thank you for reassuring Lisa that she is the righteousness of you. That she has the authority, that she ain't fell off. Ain't no such thing. God people don't fall off. Bible says, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed to beg bread. We don't fall off. We fall in line. We fall in place. We don't fall off. Things fall off us. But the devil wants to try to fill us with lies. He wants to deceive us. That's his job. Because he already knows that you are in charge of your faith. And if he could get you to take your barrel and fill it with his lies, then you'll begin to have faith for it. You're putting it in your faith barrel, and now you're going to consume it. You're storing it. Now you're going to see the natural results of it. So, Lord, we thank you for Lisa's protection in the name of Jesus. Yes, plead the blood over you, Lisa. Plead the blood of Jesus over your family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every concern in your life. Past hurts. Things that you wrestle with. With wanting to forgive but still being angry. God is going to teach you how to have a righteous anger and not be deceived by the devil thinking that you ain't forgave somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
You wouldn't be angry. If you forgave them, that wouldn't make you mad.
That's a lie. If I experience something, yeah, that hurt. But I'm not going to allow that hurt. I'm not going to serve that hurt. I acknowledge that hurt, but I'm not going to serve that hurt. I make that hurt serve me. Me going through that has made me be on my knees. Me dealing with that has brought me closer to Jesus. Me dealing with that has opened my eyes to be bold and to stand where I need to be and be in the position that I am right now. All because I made a decision not to allow that hurt to control me, but I control that hurt. It's going to serve what the purpose that it needs to serve, and it's all going to work out for my good. This is what I believe. This is what I have my faith in. Anything that we could deal with in life, this is for any and everybody that's listening tonight, anything that you go through in life, I don't care what it is, if you was raped, abused, strung out on drugs, if you're sick, whatever, I don't care what it is, if you're greedy, if you're lazy, if you're a liar, if you're homosexual, if you're a whoremonger, if you're an idolater, if you covet things, it does not matter. Jesus went to the cross and gave it. The Bible says that he bore all the sins of the world.
Hold on.
He took on all the sins of the world. So anything that we can experience here in life that was derived and birthed through sin, Jesus gave his life for it. And you know what that means? That we can get over it. We can get past it. We can get beyond it. Why? Because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. It's not anything that you can do but put your trust in him. And God will teach you how to deal with that situation. He made you. That's why it's imperative for us to have a relationship with God. We've been trying to have more of a relationship with shrinks. We've been trying to have more relationships with our best friends and books and subscribers and followers. We want to have relationships with that versus going to the word, going to the word of God and getting on your knees and praying and talking to God and instead of him, going to him first so he can teach you what you need to do. We do other things and then double back to God. After we done did all this and be like, oh, what do you think about me? You know, you gonna bless this? I've been over here working. And he like, but you ain't come to me first. You didn't have to do all this. I'm still here. But now you did all this, this. Now you got to deal with the consequences behind it. Go to God first. God can help you with any and everything. It does not matter what it is. If you don't believe that Jesus gave his life for everything, if you don't believe that he gave his life for everything, there is no hope for you. Because it's your faith that's going to bring these things possible, make these things possible for you. Your faith in God. If you don't plug your faith in to receive those things, they ain't coming. Turn that light on over there. Why that light ain't turning on? You ain't even plugged it up. What you keep hitting the switch for? You got to tap into the word of God, brothers and sisters. Yeah, I said brothers and sisters because there's only two sexes,
genders,
male and female. The world would tell you something else, but that's a lie. I'm going off what the word of God says. And this is what I put my faith in, so I've adopted this as my mindset. The mind of God. So I'm a spokesman, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Father. This is what he's saying. So if there's a problem, it ain't with Terrence. It ain't with Tanisha. Take it up with God. Take it up with the Lord. Whatever your issue is, you take it to him. He sent his son to die for all of it. He waits on you to bring it to him. But if we don't believe Jesus can handle it, you're going to stay in the position that you're in. So anything that we can deal with in life, God has already handled it. He's found us a way out. He's a healer. You're broken. You sick. Whatever it is, he's a healer. He's a keeper. He'll make you smile. He'll make you laugh. Make you feel comfortable and safe, protected, because it's true. That's who he is. That's who he is. But we thank God for Lisa, Father God. I just thank you for the journey that you took us on tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We just thank you for you spending time with us, Lord, and stopping by to share with us. And so, Lord, we tap into you. We tap into your word. We take charge of our faith to believe by faith that your word is true. And so therefore, we learn your word. Then we do your word. And we see the results of your word. We become more confident in you. We become more bold in you. We dominate in you. We fulfill purpose, objectives. We help create life in you, all because of you here in this world. So, Lord, guide our steps. Help us to shake off all of our insecurities in Jesus' name. And help us to look at ourselves the way you see us. And as we begin to see ourselves the way you see us, we begin to love ourselves more. We check ourselves first. And then we'll be able to go help. And we just thank you, Lord, for being our helper, being our keeper, being our sustainer, being our redeemer. We thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for us. We love you, Lord. Touch everybody. Bless everybody. Anyway, a lot of people had a hand at tonight, but that just wasn't the way it was going to go tonight. But I know that everybody got what they needed, and we love you. God loves you. He cares for you. There's some things, man. Tanisha, I'm probably make some announcements next week on some things we got coming up. And because we got to build the momentum. And so we're getting ready to build the momentum and give everybody an opportunity to be a part of it. And so with that being said, amen. Lisa, you got anything you want to say before we shut it down? We didn't win over. Wow. She over there muted.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There you go.
Woo, child. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All I'm going to say, I have so much to say, but I was so touched and moved. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But I got a Jesus blood transfusion and also a Vitamin Glory infusion. Okay? Okay.
Oh, Jesus blood transfusion and a Vitamin Glory infusion. I like that.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Oh, that's hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah, yes. That was a Holy Spirit transfusion or infusion. Cool. It was just so good. It was so good, a faith infusion. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, y'all. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Of course, mm-hmm. I thank the Lord, but I thank you guys for being yielded. Just surrendered pure vessels. I always say it, but I'm so thankful, y'all. Yeah, I don't even know. Only God knows what I needed, and I just feel better. So thank y'all. Yeah. Love you guys, perfect. And I want to hear about the momentum and tap in, too. So,
absolutely. But before we go, I want to do something we haven't done. I'm going to unmute everybody, and I just want everybody to begin just to shout, give God praise for the next 10 seconds. As you're being unmuted, I need you to open up your mouth and just thank God for this day that he made. God, we give you glory. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love you. You're so awesome, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. It is done. Whatever the issue is, it is done.
Lord,
thank you. We worship. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you.
All right, good night.
Mm-hmm.